Bayamita River Creek, Bayamita Creek. Mm-hmm. That's out on the other side of the big hill over at Purdom Hill. Mm-hmm. But we never was close around water.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said like that that's washing out a ditch. What would be a gully?
Would be just a bigger. Affair. Big gully.
Uh-huh.
And like you say, when we have a cloudburst or something like that, a gully washer.
Oh.
See, that gully washes all the dirt out.
And you've heard that gully gully?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. A big, heavy rain.
Hard
rain is a gully washer.
It's a gully washer.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
It makes the gullies.
Uh-huh. And you're right, it's a gully washer.
Yeah,
it
makes
the
gullies.
That makes sense. Now, have you ever heard, like, what you live on? You call this a hill. Have you ever heard it referred to as a knob?
Yeah, some places they call them knobs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Marlton, there's several places that up there they call a knob.
Is it just kind of around?
Yeah, it's a knob. It's no, don't go backwards.
No, goodness, my throat. Now, this would be a hill now.
Oh, go ahead. I'll be able to.
Okay.
Hush, hush.
He's right here. He's right here. He's so cute.
He's upset because he's not with me.
Oh, this is hard.
His bed's in here.
His bed's
right over there. He's
is he?
Chico. Chico.
Oh, what kind is he?
Mixture. Duke's mixture.
Duke's
you heard of that?
He's cute. Well, he looks like he's part terrier. My dog's a terrier.
I don't know. My dog died, and this guy brought two little ones up like that. Yeah, now he wants in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want in?
Have you ever heard people call a little dog like him a
terrier, a puppy?
Or friend of mine from Alabama used to call him that. Feist.
A feist. Well, a feist is a small dog.
It's a small dog. Oh, you have heard that here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have. Friend from Alabama.
We had a feist.
Really?
A little slick-haired.
Oh, it would be a slick-haired.
More like a rat terrier.
Oh,
you know, a little,
uh-huh,
little feisty dog.
Uh-huh.
Feisty. That's where they get the name.
That's where they get the name, right, feisty. Well, I have a friend from Alabama who used to call. He had a little dog and he called it feist. I never had heard that.
Mm-hmm.
But you heard it here, too. Higher than a hill would be a...
Well, it'd be a mountain, what do you call it?
Do you know what you call a rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp?
Cliff? Rocky cliff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, probably, they were up in the mountains, they'd have the...
These cliffs, where they just rocks.
Also on the mountains, have you ever heard of a gap or a pass? Does that sound?
Yeah, that's a low part of it.
That'd be a low part.
That's a gap.
A gap.
A gap is like a gate, but it's just bars, you know, or something. Just it's an outlet, and that's where they get that.
Well, do you know what you? I know you said you didn't know anything about boats because you don't even like to get on the side of them.
I don't like look at them.
You don't like to look at them. Do you know what you call where you tie one up though?
Oh, what, stern? Is
no,
that not the?
The
post. Or where you tie it up.
Where you tie it up, or where they unload some freight or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be the... I can't think of that name.
You might call it, some people call it a dock, and some call it a landing, and some call it a pier.
Well, yeah, piers.
Pier
would be where they...
What would you call a place where there's a creek or something and the water falls down?
What would you call that, a waterfall?
Waterfall?
Uh-huh.
Some people call it a pour over.
I never heard that.
You never heard pour over? Most of the roads, now, first of all, thinking back, if you can remember when you lived in at the park, now, the streets right around there, were they paved?
Mm-mm.
No, they were not.
Bricks.
They were bricks.
Some were bricks and some were just dirt.